Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency, Credit Canada. Relationships are a complicated thing, and it is impossible to have a view into any relationship that is not your own. I am a 23 years with my husband, really long time. Our guest today has been with her partner slash husband for a pretty long time. And we're going to bring that collective 20. That's a long time. That's Melissa Leong. She is the author of Happy Go Money. She's a personal finance expert. She's been everywhere. She's written about everything. And we're going to talk about this relationship dynamic and a particular tool that she has used and employed and finds helpful called Money Maps. Melissa, it is so great to see you.
Always a pleasure to see you, hear your voice, connect.
Yes. Relationships and money. It's a thing. So, you know, we have lived experience as long marrieds, and we both, you know, have conversations with lots of different people. How would you characterize the state of people's conversations about money?
Okay, I'm going to specifically focus on relationship conversations, because conversations in general about money, you know, they're tough, and it's not just about dollars and cents, it's about so many other things. And so when we talk about, it's going to be no surprise to anyone that one of the top predictors of divorce is money issues. Yeah. And it's the top thing that people fight about. It's the top thing that people stress about. So you put that all together and you can have a recipe for some challenges when it comes to staying in a partnership. So this is how I talk about healthy relationships and money. The two of you are creating this beautiful feast together. You're building a future together. And you have everything you think you have, everything you need to bring to the table, but the meal is not tasting right. You know, you're having mismatched meals. Someone's bringing Cheetos. What's going on? What is it about my ingredients that do not mix with his ingredients when it comes to money? And the only way to know is to be curious and to have conversation. Two things, most important two things.
Now, so that is a beautiful agenda for a conversation that needs to happen. With just some starters here, what frequency, what duration, what location for these kinds of things? And I ask that, we're going to talk in more detail about how this conversation unfolds, but a lot of people are like, I don't even know where to start. Like, how does this even go? Is there a script for this?
There, you know what? People always ask, well, when do I bring this up? Because I believe that timing is important. And so when I answer this question, I say, when should you talk about money in general? All the time. All the time. On your first date. I don't mean, hey, nice to meet you. I just swiped on your face. We're sitting at a coffee shop. I want to know how much you make. Not that kind of conversation. But I love rhetorical questions. I love scenarios. I love questions about the person's upbringing and how their parents handled money. You're trying to understand this, where this person is coming from and how they have created their own, philosophy and beliefs and attitudes and behaviors when it comes to money. And so just being curious, that's where the curiosity comes. You need to be curious about your partner's journey with money as well as your own. You need to ask yourself all of the questions that you're going to ask your partner. So the two of you are going to have this discussion together about, hey, you know what? If we had to spend $1 million in, say, 48 hours and every cent had to be dedicated to something, what would you do? You know, these are some of the questions that you are asking to determine what your partner prioritizes, what they like. You know, ask them, what's the best gift you've ever received? What's the perfect gift? And then make note of it in your phone so that you can show them that you are listening and interested in how they value resources and money.
Now, there are roles to be played in relationships in all areas of, who does the dishes, who does the garbage, who puts the kid to bed, all those things. Some of them are gendered, some are not, some are based on skill and preference. And there are roles to define here for couples. How do you help people navigate that part?
Absolutely. This is really important, especially when you and your partner are in different economic backgrounds or when you make different amounts of money, when there's some inequality there, because fairness means different things to different people. And so I love that you brought up the discussion about roles, because that is something that people need to talk about. You need to make a dream sandwich where you talk about something fun, talk about the hard work and the sacrifice that needs to be done in the middle, and then sandwich it on the outside with something else that's, you know, some sort of connection. That's the other timing piece, that if you're going to talk about conflict, something that's hard to talk about, it's best to do what you, when you're connected. You know, people say, well, I don't want to talk about it, ruin the moment. But no, this is a conversation that you is going to be tough anyways. So you guys better do it after a nice walk, after a nice dinner, when you're feeling warm and fuzzy, so that a conversation is going to go a little bit better. You're going to be more understanding. And then you can talk about roles. You can talk about deciding who will do what and which, you know, who has which responsibilities when it comes to finances, and being very transparent about your own expectations, about your own money, about that the other person's money, and talk about having perhaps separate accounts as in addition to a joint account, so that the two of you still have freedom, you know, that It's interesting. I mean, you know, a partner who feels disconnected or distanced from the funds may form actually more conservative impressions of what you can afford. This is according to research. So sometimes you think, well, I don't need to tell them what's happening. But if you involve them, they may actually be more on your side.
Right, right. You have something called money maps. Tell us what a money map is.
So one of my... when I first got married, someone handed me Dr. John Gottman's book. He is a famed psychologist. He has these love labs where he studies couples who fight. And he's known as the guy who can predict divorce with over 90% accuracy.
Wow.
And he has, just by watching you, he would tell you whether you were going to get a divorce. And he has this thing called love maps. It's something that, it supports the friendship that you have with your partner. It really helps with that understanding and connection piece. And it's interesting because I don't remember any of the questions being about money, but you need to have that understanding to be able to have conversations, especially when conflict arises. So creating this money map is past, present, and going forward future. Questions about money with your partner. What was the earliest memory you had when it came to money? Can you tell me a funny memory when it comes to money? A painful memory? Let's talk about some of the things from our past. What did your parents always say about money? And then presently talking about money, asking each other questions about, you know, how do we use money today? Are you reluctant in any way to talk to me about money? And let's talk about that. Why do I feel discomfort? Discomfort is just a prompt for you to explore further. And then going forward, you know, what is it that you really want? What do you want to use your money for? If you passed away tomorrow, what kind of legacy do you want to leave? These are the types of conversations that you need to be having, questions you need to be asking, so that you can understand your partner. And it, I promise, do this and you will have easier, maybe not no conflict, because that is impossible, but an easier time when conflict arises.
I married a dreamer, and it is Dennis's superpower. He's a theater director. He dreams. And one of the things that was incredibly helpful for us was to distinguish what is a dream and what is a fantasy. And a fantasy is something in which there's no commitment to it. You're not actually working towards it. You're like, wow, if we win the lottery, you're not winning the lottery. It's not happening. But the dream of a vacation or a second home and then, you know, the fantasy in which, I don't know, we're dating Hollywood celebrities or whatever that is, we're not working towards that. Let's talk about it for pleasure. What is an example of a hard-won insight in your relationship that has made a difference for you and your husband?
So my husband and I did these questions, this exploration. And when my son said in the car the other day that, oh, mommy won't buy me this thing, she is just the cheapest person ever, I was angry. But my husband actually came to my rescue. He said to my son, he said, you know what? Mommy grew up having not a lot. Popo and Gongkong came from another country with very little, and they worked extremely hard, and they had to work every holiday, you know, every weekend, and they had to stretch their dollar. So today mommy is very reluctant to spend money, even on things that are good for the family. It's hard. And so it became a discussion about where our beliefs arise and how Sean is different. You know, my husband is very different. He's the opposite. You know, he's a spender, I'm a saver. Opposites attract, but opposites actually result in more conflicts. We actually have a lot of money disagreements, I will say, not fights. But when we can have those disagreements in front of our children, but have that understanding piece, it is a beautiful thing.
One last thing before we go. If you were to highlight some of the red flags, maybe that that psychologist would highlight on high probability divorce couples, what would be some of the ones that you would say, okay, like this is now in the worrying territory?
I don't ever want to freak people out and say, worry about this. You're headed for a divorce. It's over.
I don't know. I like when you talk like that. I think it's delightful.
But I'm going to say that these red flags have come up in my own marriage, but it is an opportunity for you to get ahead of them, to work through them. I'm going to name four really quickly. First one, infidelity, financial infidelity, which means keeping secrets. Are they secretive about money? Are they investing secretly? Are they, buying things and not telling you about it? That's something that you need to explore. They must feel shame. They feel unsafe to tell you. Whatever it is, explore it. The other thing is bad habits. This one is really a worry for me. Things like gambling, overspending. The other one that's something that I think is very common, mismatched values. So this is a disagreement over the core values, over what is important, and unclear financial agreements and priorities, a failure to understand each other's money fears and triggers because you didn't do your money map together. This is going to make mismatched values even worse. And the last one is power imbalances. This is going to happen too. You know, is one person controlling all the money? Are they using money as a form of, you know, manipulation? Those are things to look out for. I'm not saying that it's the end of the relationship, but they're red flags. So you see one waving, then put in the work.
Yeah. Do something about it. Just don't observe.
Absolutely.
The red flag waving in the wind there. Melissa, thank you so much.
Thanks, Bruce.
Great to see you. Melissa Leong, one of really the greatest personal finance experts out there, and one of the greatest people out there too.